I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. In times such as these, I'm becoming acutely aware that when you decide to deliver controversial material, I'm learning that you have to serve it placidly. You have to serve it up delicately. And recently, I found myself in a situation where stories that I have prepared contain so much information it's difficult for everyone to even take it all in. Tonight, I want to assure everyone that the topic I wish to explore has to do with human experimentation and what can be called second-generation experimentation and zoonosis, where human diseases have a relationship with animals. Now, this is something that I have, you know, talked about before. I've shown it before. It goes hand-in-hand with what the military and scientists call gain-of-function exercises. And in the discussion tonight, I want to be thinking, you know, I want everyone to be thinking long and hard about where we are now, you know, especially with the COVID-19 crisis and how events such as these can be well-planned and what's going on can be well-planned and understood by the technocracy well in advance before it becomes a mainstream worry or even in our case, a mainstream terror campaign provided by big money pharmaceutical middlemen. Now, President Trump warned us that these middlemen are his enemies. And if you look at history, some of those can be called big pharma cartels, okay, and how they always have been in the background, officiating over the call of people. The objective is population reduction. Now, let me ask you this. Has anyone or of you ever questioned why people's minds are being taken over by a much more destructive and less otherworldly force? Could it be a force that transforms them overnight into aggressively paranoid, order-following, propaganda-parroting totalitarians? See, right now, I can tell you, we're seeing more fatigue, more oversensitiveness, depression, anger, because we're seeing our cities being toppled and people running through the streets, looting, rioting, destroying property. There are many they'll consider this some sort of alien moment, I'm sure. Where something that would be similar to the plot of Invasion of the Body Snatchers is afoot right now. And news commentators are saying that while the coronavirus seems to be under control in other countries, and Russia appears to have a vaccine now, the United States is unable to defeat the invisible enemy. Again, the prospect of some supernatural force that may be involved is a compelling one. I mean, it's yet to be proven. And with many of these mysterious events, there are plenty of conspiracy theories that are spun. Many seem very probable, while others are either too outrageous or they're being shut down on social media by fact checkers. You know, we can't be shut down by any media gatekeeper unless, you know, in fact, we're experiencing the moment when we realize we cannot always count on the well-mannered behavior of others. We look at the policing that goes down as well. It's not just the fact checkers, but it's everybody else who seems to be uptight about things you talk about because it basically does not resonate with them. I think you know what I mean. You know a few people that are acting strange right now. Probably friends and family, but people you've known for years. And all of those people you can think about, they've always seemed completely rational. But now they're now convinced that we need to radically alter the fabric of human society to protect ourselves from a virus that causes mild to moderate flu-like symptoms or absolutely no symptoms at all in over 95% of those infected, and that over 99.6% survive, which it goes without saying is totally insane. Crazy, right? I mean, there are others that are relying on political recourse that the vote will change everything. However, the more things allegedly change, the more they stay the same. As I'm speaking to you now, I know you have experienced this. The question is why? The question is how? What's going on? It's happening now, and what can I do about it? Well, I have to explain a few things. I want to remind you that I did a show, or it was a presentation I did on the air. I spoke of how scientists in the past have been wrong about certain things, from the prescribing of Vioxx, thalidomide, all that, to recommending menthol cigarettes for smoker's cough. And I believe that this is probably the first show, one of the first shows I've done, where I've irritated one side over the other side, and then I do another show where I irritate that other side. But it was a show where people were calling and saying that I was denying science, that I was anti-science, or that I'm a geneticist, and I can't believe you're saying this, and all this. But see, that's the thing, is that when you ask questions, and you have that passive-aggressive tone given to you about why are things the way they are, you tend to get a little angry. And of course, maybe I'm getting under people's skins, they're getting under my skin, I don't know, but you look at that show back when I was talking, and it attracted some very angry callers that told me I was saying crazy things and that I was perpetuating an agenda against science and the draconian measures of forcing people to wear masks. Well, you know, when you have that going on, it's a lot of noise that people tend to think about. It's a way to hijack a topic. It's a way to get people talking about, can you believe that? And the message ends up getting lost. And sometimes I think there are plants that do that because there's more than one way to change the direction of a topic. And one is to create such a ruckus, such a farcical, overblown phone call, it basically detours everything and people start talking about what the phone call was about rather than what the show is. And so during the show, for those of you that were trying to listen to the show that we did, it was called Here Lies Science. During the show, you might have missed the report I gave about how recently there was news about a doctoral dissertation that renewed public interest in the military-sponsored chemical spraying of what is being said impoverished areas of St. Louis in the 1950s and 60s, and there was a lawsuit that came about because of it. Undisputed is that St. Louis was among several test cities chosen decades ago by government contractors for the spraying of zinc cadmium sulfide, which is a chemical powder mixed with fluorescent particles to allow tracking of dispersal patterns. Now, this spraying was part of a biological weapons program the government conducted in 1994, and St. Louis was chosen because its topography was similar to some of the Russian cities the military thought it might have to attack. Residents were told by military scientists that it was testing a smoke screen for protection in enemy attack. And these so-called tests are called gain-of-function exercises, where scientists under the direction of the military or even a pharmaceutical company take part on an experiment where people are actually infected with a biological or viral substance in order to monitor the spread of anything and its effects. And the experiment was a classic gain-of-function exercise that has ties to a program that was carried out by the military called MK Naomi. Now, you've heard of MK Ultra, but what about MK Naomi? What was MK Naomi all about? Well, it was a code name for a Joint Department of Defense CIA research program that, it began from the 1950s, went through the 1970s. Unclassified information about MK Naomi programs and the related Special Commands Defense or Division is scarce. We have a few documents that we have available at aftermath.media in our library. If you want to sign up, it's $9.99 a month. And, of course, you get those documents and you can read over those documents just to show that we give documentation in our library for the things we talk about on this show. So if you ever, you know, have to prove or, you know, give your sources, you can just go right to our library and have it there. So we have this unclassified information about the MK Naomi program and the related Special Operations Divisions that went on at these times. It's generally reported, actually, to be a successor of something called MK Delta. It's called the MK Delta Project, and that focused on biological projects, including biological warfare agents. So in the first 20 years of the establishment of this program, the CIA engaged in various projects designed to increase U.S. biological and chemical warfare capabilities. So Project MK Naomi was initiated to provide the CIA with a covert support base to meet its top secret operational requirements. And yes, some of the biological tests were done on humans. Huge populations, all this for natural security. On November 25th, 1969, President Richard Nixon abolished any military practice involving biological weapons testing, and Project MK Naomi, of course, was dissolved because of that. A few years went by, and something strange happened. Something that terrified the nation, terrified our nation's farmers, spawned a whole new way of looking at alien infiltration. I'm talking about after 1969, when MK Naomi was dissolved, suddenly there were reports of cattle mutilations on farms all over the United States. Cattle mutilations. Another focus of what could be going on behind the scenes with a black market pharmaceutical company that wants to get the edge on a vaccine. We'll tell you about that coming up on Ground Zero. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero. And we'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.